report from the EU Court of Auditors has found that Europe won't come even close to achieving its target of having 30 million electric vehicles on the road by 2030 and banning petrol and diesel cars from 2035 onwards. The report found that a lack of capacity in the EU car sector, poor charging facilities, an overdependence on countries such as China for the production of batteries, and the high cost of electric cars are among the factors that have limited the number of zero-emission vehicles on European roads. Joining us with more is our environment correspondent, George Lee. George, before we get into the nitty-gritty of the report, a quick reminder, who are the Court of Auditors and what do they usually examine?
Well, the Court is the European Court of Auditors, so they examine the things that Europe spends a lot of money on. And so in this case, on electric cars and electrification, I mean, a lot of the charge points around our country are co-funded by money from Europe, and there's lots and lots of encouragement that Europe has put into this electric car industry and the electric car transformation, reducing emissions. So they're looking at, there's all this spending of money, they examine that, that's their job, and so they produce this series of reports about electric cars.
So in this particular instance then, they're looking at Europe's electric vehicles targets. What are their main findings?
The main findings is, well, firstly, in terms of trying to get emissions down with ordinary cars, it isn't working. And they say that that's because, although there have been some efficiencies in some engines, when you look at the kind of quoted efficiency of engines, it's done in a laboratory. It's not real world. When you put it onto real world conditions where people are driving, you don't get those savings at all. Secondly, they say there have been some savings, but cars got bigger by 10%, engines got bigger by 25%. You're standing still, despite all the money and efforts on that front. Secondly, they're saying in terms of fossil fuels or alternative fuels to decarbonise the transport sector, not working. They say nothing is really as feasible as electricity to replace diesel and petrol. The biofuels are big problems with them, and hydrogen is way far away. And so they say there is only electric. And when they're looking at electric, they say big problems. They say one of the big issues is Europe isn't producing enough batteries itself, and it's reliant on a very large number of imports for some of the key raw materials from lots of countries that Europe doesn't have any trade deals with, and they're exposed. And there's a member of the European Court of Auditors, and her name is Annemie Turtelboom, and this is what she said.
The race for the raw materials needed to produce enough batteries is creating a dependency which, as our experience with Russian gas has shown, could backfire. While it is true that Europe does have potentially unexploited mineral reserves, these may take up to 16 years to bring online. Now, 16 years that Europe cannot afford to wait. Europe's ability to secure its battery supply is therefore woefully at risk. The EU must reconcile its Green Deal with its industrial policy and economic sovereignty. Otherwise, the e-car revolution in Europe will depend on massive imports from China to the detriment of the European car industry with its more than 3 million jobs.
That was Annemie Turtelboom there. George, can we talk about another issue that arises in this report? And the Court of Auditors essentially saying that this target of getting rid of petrol and diesel cars by 2035, that it might be in contradiction with another EU aim, which is the one relating to its industrial policy, and it might also end up increasing costs for European consumers.
Yes, well, firstly, on the cost, when they're saying that the costs already at the moment in Europe are way too high, there was a target of having batteries down at around €90 per kilowatt hour. We're up at 200. So the cost of the batteries for the car is €15,000. They're saying it needs to be halved. You haven't got a hope of getting broad market acceptance with regard or embrace, because people can't afford it with those kind of levels. So that's one of the big issues. And they say that Europe has all of these targets that they produced, and they're all lofty and all worthwhile. But at the end of the day, you have to remember that if we can't supply all of these things, all of the jobs which you have in that motor industry will go abroad. And that's where they're saying you have a Green Deal, you have great objectives in terms of reducing emissions. You've put down the targets that don't seem to be working. And if you're going to achieve those targets, what about us being industrially independent and so on. And so they're really driving that home. And they're saying that in 2026, the European Union has an opportunity to review all of these things. And they think it'll be a pivotal year. They need to see how many cars, electric cars, are on the road. And secondly, is it still achievable to do what it is that they're trying to do? And here again is Annemie Turtlebaum.
Lofty ambitions often come with major costs. By banning petrol and diesel cars from 2035 onwards, Europe has embarked on a long and winding road. In order to find its way, the EU must provide an answer to the two dilemmas it faces: how to reconcile the Green Deal not only with industrial sovereignty, but also with affordability for the citizens. It must find a convincing answer if it wants to achieve its ambitions and make its policy a success.
That was Annemie Turtlebloom from the EU Court of Auditors, ending that report from our environment correspondent, George Lee. By the way, we'll be talking about electric cars again in a few minutes' time on the Business News. Time now, 7:48.